732-2422 to make sure someone is available or to make an appointment.
All right, all right, all right. Looks like a great day for a little bit of baseball and softball action again. Albia plays host to the Knoxville Panthers, and we'll be going on the air live around 10 o'clock this morning. Rich is all set up and ready to go here. And we've got the Ottumwa Classic going on right now. Actually, Ottumwa Bulldog softball team doing a great job with a pair of wins yesterday, I believe. We'll talk about that here coming up in a little bit. But right now, we've got Zach Duncan, the head coach of the Twin Cedars softball squad there, the Sabres. And good morning, Coach.
Morning, Joe. How you doing?
Well, we're doing well, and you guys are doing well as well. And, you know, it's about the end of the season. We've been wanting to catch up with you. You've been having a great year so far. Talk about your season, Coach.
Well, it's been, as always, softball season is. It seems like it's just been a blur. But, you know, we have three seniors on the team and a big junior class who's got quite a bit of experience, and they came in and got off to a good start and kind of continued that through the year. Kind of had a tough loss up at Tri-County, but then after that, you know, regrouped and put together an 8-1 week here about a couple of weeks ago, and we've been playing good softball ever since. So it's a tough schedule. I mean, we tend to schedule up outside of the Bluegrass, so we've played teams like Oskaloosa, Newton, you know, Eddyville, had Albie on the schedule, but unfortunately had to reschedule that one. So, you know, I think the girls have done a good job, and they earned a share of the conference title.
And, Coach, you talked about your schedule, and you ran into a little bit of an eight-inning buzzsaw last night at Murray, did you not?
We did. We did. We had them down early. We had them down 4-2, I think, and they came back. They had a big two-run double in the bottom of the fifth inning that tied it. We had a chance to push the winning, well, at least a go-ahead run across in the top of the seventh. Couldn't quite get it done. They made a good defensive play to strand a runner at third, and then they won it in the bottom of the eighth. So they kind of got us back for the game, because we played Murray on Wednesday also in Bussey and beat 6-5 in 10 innings. So we've had a couple of barn burners with them this week.
Well, Murray lost to Murray last night to close out the regular season, and then but you've had, your losses, Coach, have come to squads like Oskaloosa early on in the beginning part of the season. You also had a loss against Newton early on as well in Davis County, but you really won the games you needed to win, I think.
Yeah, we did. I mean, going into the season, our number one goal is always to win the conference title, and we did that, even if it's just a share. I don't want to make that sound like it's just a share. It's a good softball played in the conference this year. So, but yeah, like I said, we playing those tough teams gets it ready for the conference and gets us ready going into the regional tournament.
And we're on with Coach Zach Duncan from Twin Cedars. Of course, we've been catching up to date from time to time with Matt Miller, the baseball coach there, the 28-1 Twin Cedars Sabres. And, Coach, I believe Rich Grimes was just telling me this a little bit ago, that you have the number three hitter in the state in Roby.
Yeah. Yeah, she was 2-for-4 again last night, and you go 2-for-4 and your average comes down a little. So that means you're hitting pretty good over the season. So Brittany's a first team all-stater. Will hopefully be four in a row, first team all-state again if she gets it this year. I think she's hitting about 631, 641, something right in there. And it's not the first time she's hit. She's, I think the last couple of years she's actually been up in the mid-600s. So she's a tremendous hitter, actually struck out for the first time all season last night. So that tells you what kind of hitter she is. You know, you played 32 games and you get your first strikeout in the 32nd game, the last regular season game of the year. I mean, that tells you what kind of hitter she is.
Oh, that's right, Coach. And you mentioned you have three seniors on your Twin Cedars squad and a flock of juniors. Of course, Brittany Roby is a junior, but you've got a lot of great play out of Shelby Hall and Katie DeGeese, Bailey Stone, also Bailey Zellmer and Megan Anderson, as well as junior Shania Stewart. And it's great when you're having so much success with three seniors to have that flock of juniors be able to come back and help you again next year. And unfortunately, we lost our connection with Zach. We're going to take a quick break and catch up with him and talk about his tournament game And we'll finish up with him and then catch up with Coach Rod Ashman. That's right after the break.
When you are looking for a way to pay tribute to your loved one, think of something that will last for many years and many generations to see. A monument will accomplish this. You can put it all in stone. Pictures, sayings, whatever you can imagine can be etched in the monument of your choosing. Senate Pierschbacher Funeral Home can help you in choosing the monument that best fits your needs. Call Senate Pierschbacher at 932-5197 and ask how you can get a discount on your monument.
And back online with Coach Zach Duncan. Coach, we'll blame that one on the heat and humidity. How's that?
Sounds good.
Well, I was mentioning that it's great when you can have this much success with just three seniors because your underclassmen have also obviously had a great opportunity to see some playing time.
Yeah, the junior class is experienced for the most part. There are some girls, though, that have played this year that were getting a lot of their first varsity playing time. Megan Anderson, you mentioned. Shelby Hall has played big for us at second base. Megan had been playing outfield, but Shelby's actually been sick for the last 3 days. She missed both the Murray games, and Megan came in to play second base, put Katie DeGeest in right field where she hasn't really played all season. So there's been some shuffling of the lineups, and then some of our underclassmen, Mackenzie Fedlock, a sophomore that's pitched a few games for us. She pitched quite a bit for us last year. She's pitched a few good games for us this year as well. She's always kind of consistent. And Cheyenne Denberger, who was our starting catcher through the season, she wrenched her knee in the first Murray game this week, so she's out. That'll be a big loss for us because she was solid behind the plate. But Bailey Duncan, who's a freshman, will step in there, and we'll see how it goes.
Well, very good, Coach. Now, you mentioned earlier tournament play, and, of course, we get underway here this week. Fortunately, because of your record and your season, you get a bye here the first round, but you'll play the winner at home this week against the winner of Moravia and Melcher Dallas. Now, that game is Monday night. What do you look for there?
Well, Moravia has really has played better this last week and a half of the season from what I've seen, on the results on Quick Stats. So I look for a tough one there. Should be a good pitching duel between those first two in that first game. And, it'll be a tough game for us. At least we get it at home. But it will be a tough game whoever we get. You play those conference teams twice during the season. You get them again in the regionals. And, Twin Cedars Melcher is always a dogfight. And then Twin Cedars Moravia has been the same way the last couple of years since they've tied us for the title the last 2 years. So I'm sure either opponent we get will be a tough game. And like I told the girls, though, it's tough this time of year, whoever you get, so you're going to have to be good teams.
Well, you said at the beginning of the interview that this season's just been a blur, and this week is going to be a blur. A lot of games to be played. In fact, by the 15th, we're going to know who's going to be into the championship round, it looks like. But, Coach, I know you're excited about having that home field advantage, so to speak, and your fans will be there at home on Wednesday night, the winner of Moravia, Melcher Dallas. It's going to be a fun week in softball, won't it?
Oh, yeah, it definitely will be. And like you said, it'll be a bunch of games in a short period of time, but I guess that's the way we do it here in Iowa with the softball season. So wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah, Coach, I always like to give you coaches an opportunity to give a shout-out to who helps them, in the dugout and some of the volunteers that give you a hand. So we'll give you the last closing minutes here to do that for us.
Oh, okay, well, put me on the spot, but I guess Mark and Trenton Backus have done a lot of the field prep for me this year, and since I'm not off during the summer, I don't work at school, that really helps me save some time, so appreciate what those guys do. My dad, Jim Duncan, and then Kerry Stone and Eric Stone have helped with the official scoring, doing the book for me throughout the season, so, with the way we have to update Quick Stats, having somebody there to do that book every night is great. And then my wife has done some of the PA announcing, and of course all the athletic boosters and the parents who support the team work in the concession stand, make sure everything goes well on the field while we're playing, off the field while we're playing on is truly appreciated too. So I'm sure I missed somebody, but I covered quite a few.
You sure did, Coach. And I am sorry to put you on the spot, but we do like to give a shout-out to all those volunteers that help make all this possible. But we appreciate you joining us, Coach Zach Duncan with the Twin Cedar Sabres softball squad. And, of course, this week it is tournament action. Get out to Bussey. That ball game, the winner of Moravia, Melcher Dallas, on Monday night goes to Twin Cedars on Wednesday night. Should be a great game, as Coach mentioned. And we appreciate having you on, Coach.
No, I appreciate the call. Thanks for having me.
Zach Duncan, everybody, from Twin Cedar Sabres. Of course, a lot of success in the summer athletic program at Bussey and Twin Cedars. The boys' baseball squad now 28-1, the number one team in all classes, all districts in the state of Iowa. And the softball squad, of course, also being successful as well. I believe they're 24 and maybe 8 now on the season as tournament action starts this Monday. When we come back, Rod Ashman, the Eddieville Blakesburg Rocket head coach, what a week they've had. They snatched a pair from Sheraton. Sheraton only had two losses on the season going into this week, and they grabbed two more at the hands of Eddieville Blakesburg. And we'll talk to Coach Ashman and really finish out their week. They had a couple of games with Centerville, and then last night at Knoxville, they split a doubleheader there as well. When we come back to the Coach's Corner on Thunder Country KIIC.
Hi, my name is Paul Robinson, and I'm going to be performing at the Albia Brewing Company from 7:30 to 10:30 on the 6th of July. I'm going to play songs from America, the Eagles, some of the 70s greatest hits, and then also I'm going to be doing some light country for you. Come in and enjoy the excellent food at the Albia Brewing Company and have some of their homebrew beers and some of the draft beers. Hope to see you, all the families, friends, neighbors. Come out and see me. Thanks.
Discover new galaxies with great deals from U.S. Cellular on the latest Samsung Galaxy devices, including the next big thing, the Samsung Galaxy S4, for just $199.99. U.S. Cellular.
Hello.
Hello better. Certain restrictions apply. Applicable data plan required. New 2-year agreement and $35 device activation fee may apply. See store for details.
Stop in today at Boyd's Cellular, your local authorized agent of U.S. Cellular, for more details. Boyd's has 4 locations to serve you. New Sharon, Grinnell, Newton, and Albia.
There's no need to look any further than Community First Credit Union for the right deal on your next auto loan. For a limited time only, CFirst is offering a fixed auto loan rate as low as 2.49% APR for up to 72 months. Take advantage of the falling rates and extended terms today and get yourself a new car with an auto loan rate as low as 2.49% APR. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate, terms and qualifications apply. Rate subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process. Located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
The Doghouse Bar and Grill is open at Dog's RV on Highway 142 in Moravia at Lake Rapid. Tonight, Jennifer Handling and the Revolution Band will be performing, and dog specials are prime rib or broasted chicken, plus live entertainment. After a day at the lake, we know you're hungry on Saturday night, so head to Dog's RV for live entertainment, prime rib or broasted chicken. That's Dog's RV at Lake Rapid on Highway 142, Moravia.
Havana Grand, Red One, Miss Worldwide, from Miami, Morocco, to Australia, to the world.
And back on the Coach's Show. Good morning, Joe Milligan for Jason Summers. And what a great, great day for baseball today. We are looking at sunny skies right now, very clear skies, a light breeze out of the southwest at 10 miles an hour. And it's 75 now going on the way up, all the way up to 88 later this afternoon. It's good, I guess, that some baseball and softball are getting in early. We're waiting for first pitch here at Albia against Knoxville. That comes your way at around 10:30. Rich Grimes will be taking the air around 10 o'clock, and we'll wrap up the Coach's Show a little early today so we can get all ready for that. And Albia is already playing right now in the Tumwa Bulldog Classic. Their first game was at 9 this morning. Second game is at 1:30 this afternoon. We'll try to keep you up to date throughout our ball game this morning on that. And it was great baseball action last night in Knoxville as Eddieville Blakesburg split with the Panthers. Game 1, 10-4, and 4-3 in game 2. The Rockets lost the second game by one run, 4-3, but pick up the first game. And we've picked up Coach Rod Ashman, head coach of the Eddieville Blakesburg Rockets. And good morning, Rod.
Good morning, Joe. How are you today?
Well, I'm good, and you got to be feeling good, too. It's been a heck of a week for Eddyville-Blakesburg Rocket baseball this week.
Yeah, we are feeling pretty good. We had a good Tuesday evening down at Sheraton, and it worked out really well, and it was pretty good to get a split up there at Knoxville last night also.
And, Coach, my dad helps coach over there at Sheraton, and he mentioned to me on Wednesday night at the Iowa Cubs game that the Rockets just looked so comfortable over in Sheraton, played loose, and looked like you guys were just having a lot of fun.
We really did, and that's what we told the boys. You know, we have everything to gain on those two games, and they loosened up. We had a fun bus ride over. The kids just went out and played ball with. We kind of surprised them, I think, there in that first inning. We got a couple of runs in that first game, and it was just kind of downhill from there for us, and worked out very well.
Well, it was very. There's a lot of drama there because the week before, Albia takes one from you and really puts Sheraton back on top of the South Central Conference, and then you go to Sheraton and snatch a pair from them. They're out of their four losses, Coach. You're responsible for three of them. I don't think Coach Jake Schroeder probably likes you much right now.
Well, maybe not. Jake's a great guy. Yeah, we had a lot of fun there the other night talking about things, and you know, they're a great baseball team down there. Jake just does wonderful things, and your dad too. He's fun to be around. A lot of knowledge there, but they've got out of the four losses, we give them three. We split with them at home there in Eddyville 2 or 3 weeks ago, and it's pretty neat and pretty exciting that we can accomplish something like that with a great record that they have.
Well, Coach, talk also about your pitching play out of Levi Johnson. I understood that he had a heck of a game the other night, the left-handed pitcher. I know he got relieved by Bambrook, who then pitched the second game of the doubleheader, but your pitching's just continued to do wonders for your squad.
Yeah, it certainly does. Levi pitched a whale of a game there that first game. And he's one of our big left-hander, a senior, and he kept their number three hitter off balance, and most of them off balance. I'm not sure exactly how many hits he did give up, but I know it wasn't a whole lot, but we played pretty good defense behind him, and he did real well. He didn't want to come out of the game. Of course, you know, that's the way competitors are, that they don't want to come out, but Bambrook come in and shut him down, and it was good to get that first game out and taken care of.
And, Coach, really, you know, when you look at where you want to be at the end of the season, you want to be on the upswing and not the downswing, and really that's where you've put your baseball team.
I think that we are. We played really well probably for a couple of weeks there, 2 or 3 weeks ago, and then we had a plateau. We kind of went backwards just a little bit where we hit, you know, just two or three hits in a game there against Twin Cedars and at that tournament. But I think that we're on the uphill part of getting to another plateau, and hopefully we're doing things the way we need to here about tournament time. You bet.
You know, Coach, we talked about that Sheraton game on Tuesday, but we neglected to really talk about that doubleheader you had on Wednesday with Centerville right before the holiday, and I believe the first game you lost 6-0, but came back strong in the second match.
Yeah, we did, and that was tough. I think, you know, we played tough down at Sheraton. We got home about 10 o'clock that night, and then we had to come back and play Centerville at home there. And you know, those are two tough teams. They're 3A schools, and they're tough teams that are in our conference. But had we gotten hindsight's 2020, but had we got both those victories there at Centerville against Centerville, that would have had us tied with Sheraton. But you can look back and say you could do things a lot different all summer long, but you just do what you do and then deal with what you got.
And, Coach, as we look towards the end of the season, just a few games left. Looks like you've got Linville Sully, and you're at Des Moines Christian and at Pella, but I believe also we've got you Monday night with an Albia matchup.
Monday night, this Monday?
Do I have that wrong?
yeah, Monday we play Linville Sully at home.
That's what it is. I'm sorry, Coach. I'm getting my teams mixed up. So
no, you're okay because Albie plays Sheraton at home. What kind of? I told Boyd yesterday at our ninth grade tournament. I said I'm kind of rooting for you here for a little bit here, Boyd. nothing against Sheraton and Jake, but we want Albie to get at least a split with Sheraton. That'll put us in a tie with Sheraton, but it'll be a good game, I'm sure. for both of them.
Very good, Coach. Yeah, I didn't want to add any more games to your schedule, by the way.
No, we're doing pretty good. I think we're in a good spot right now. We'll have three varsity games this week to keep our guys tuned up and just loose. And you know, practices aren't fun, and games are usually fun. So we kind of had that scheduled so that we could get some games in there this week before the tournament starts.
Yeah, and we will have that broadcast here as well. And I'm sure fans at Eddyville Blakesburg will be tuning in, listening to try to hope that Albia at least splits one with Sheraton to help Eddyville's cause. Well, Coach, good having you on the show this morning. I believe we've got some pairings already out for the for tournaments as well. I'm just trying to grab them here real quick. What are we looking at for tournaments?
Well, we have a first-round bye. Our tournaments are at Albia there. We have a first-round bye, and we play the winner of Colfax Mingo and Pella Christian. And then I think the other side of the pairings is PCM, Albia, and Davis County.
Very good, Coach. We're with Coach Rod Ashman. And Coach, I know your son helps you coach a little bit. Ever any disagreements on how to coach the team with the father and son out there?
Absolutely not. You know, I really enjoy working with Alex. It's a lot of fun, and he played baseball in high school, of course, and a little bit up at Grandview in Des Moines, and no, it's fun. In fact, I have him at third base, kind of taking the controls, and the boys really see his signs. They like, you know, having him around over there, and it's just a lot of fun. I really enjoy doing it. I hope he has the same fun that I do, because it's really a blast having him around and being with you.
All right, very good, Coach. Well, again, congratulations on an excellent week this week, and we look forward to seeing how you guys close out your season, and we'll sure be talking with you again soon.
Perfect. Sounds good. Appreciate your interest in our baseball program. Thank you, Joe.
Oh, yeah, very good. Rod Ashman, head coach at Eddyville Blakesburg, the Rockets, with a great season. A lot of drama here as we close out the season, and we'll see how that Sheraton-Albia doubleheader matchup happens on Monday night. Of course, we'll have that game for you. Looks like 5:25, Rich has written down here for the start of that ball game. Starts probably a little earlier, but we'll get out of news and get into that ball game, the first game of the doubleheader on Monday night. We'll be back with more on the Coach's Corner right here on Thunder Country KIIC.
When people leave one job for another, they usually take their personal stuff along with them. Yet, millions of people still leave their 401k behind. Fortunately, Edward Jones can help you control your money. We'll explain your options and, if appropriate, help you roll over your 401k without paying taxes or penalties. To learn more, contact me, Brian Crosser, your Albia Edward Jones Financial Advisor at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape, and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Dewey Motor Company of Albia would like to take this time to welcome Scott Tibbles as the new service manager. Dewey is excited to have Scott, a lifelong resident of Monroe County. Scott brings a fresh and new approach to the service department, and Scott's number one goal is customer satisfaction. Dewey services all makes and models, and for your convenience, Dewey offers free local pickup and delivery. So give Scott a call today to schedule your next appointment at 641-932-7500.
Captain's Landing on J5T, the road to the dam is smoking on Saturdays, and the smoking grilled special this week is pork loin, served with baked beans, a medium drink, and your choice of coleslaw, potato, or pasta salad. Captain's Landing will serve the smoking grilled specials from 5 p.m. until it's gone. Their hours are Saturday through Thursday, open 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. For your call ahead orders, call 641-724-3PIE. That's Captain's Landing on J5T.
Thunder Country, KIIC, back on the Coach's Corner. Joe Milligan for Jason Summers. Actually, also running the controls for Scotty Fry here today, too, so trying to juggle way too many balls in the air. We were talking about tournament action, and that is coming up fast and furious. Let's look at some baseball tournament action. Of course, we just heard from Rod Ashman, the head coach at Eddyville. It'll be Pella Christian and Colfax Mingo at Albia on the 13th. That's coming up next week at 5 o'clock. That's the first game. Of course, the second game of the doubleheader, the Albia Blue Demons in tournament action on the 13th at 7 p.m. against Davis County. Now, the winner of Albia Davis County will go on to play PCM of Monroe on the 16th. So mark your calendars for both the 13th and the 16th. So it'll be Albia Davis County on the 13th at 7 p.m. We'll have that game for you. And then, of course, Pella Christian against Colfax Mingo on the 13th, and the winner of that game, as Rod just mentioned, goes on to play Eddyville Blakesburg on the 16th. And then those two brackets will meet up on the 20th as we really start to wind this baseball season down. Now, looking at Class 3A and Sheraton, Centerville, Oskaloosa, Keokuk side of the tournament bracket, it'll be Sheraton and Keokuk matching up at Centerville on the 19th. At 5 o'clock, Centerville hosting one side of the Substate 4 District 7 tournament. And then it'll be Oskaloosa and Centerville at Centerville for the second game of the evening at 7 o'clock on the 19th. So, again, Sheraton and Keokuk in the first game of the tournament at 5 o'clock at Centerville. We'll have that game for you. And then Oskaloosa and Centerville at 7 o'clock that night. The winner then goes on, and the winner of those two brackets will play each other on the 22nd. As we mentioned earlier, on the softball side, Twin Cedars having a great season, and they will match up against the winner of Moravia Melcher Dallas next Wednesday. That Moravia Melcher Dallas game is on Monday night, so we'll see who takes that one to go on to play Twin Cedars as we talk to Coach Zach Duncan at the top half of the hour. And that should be a good game as well on the 10th. Of course, for Albia and the Lady Demon softball squad, it's Albia and Centerville. Tuesday the 9th at 7 o'clock, that game is at Centerville. We'll have that one for you. And the winner of Albia Centerville in that tournament game will play Sheraton and Clark. We'll play the winner of Sheraton and Clark, and that game to be played on the 12th. So again, the 9th we'll have Albia and Centerville, and the winner will go on to play the winner of the Sheraton-Clark game. And that game will be played on the 12th at Osceola. So lots of tournament action. It's tough to keep it all straight, but we'll try to do that here for you. And Rich Grimes will do a much, much better job of it than I will. When we come back, we'll get caught up with state sports and Radio Iowa.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athlete